But right now we have special guests in our studios, pardon me, from an organization called Art Makers, which you've probably heard of here on KYMN Radio as we run one of their programs. Betsy Spetsman is with us, who is the secretary and treasurer of Art Makers. And also Rafi Dworsky is with us, who is a chair, and Rafi's here to sing a song for us. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Betsy, we'll start off with you. Why don't you, first of all, tell us just what Art Makers is and what the mission is for Art Makers.
Thanks, Jeff. So Art Makers is a 501c3 nonprofit that brings together artists with disabilities and without to create art together to build community. And our motto is Disabilities, Arts, Community. Art Makers has been around for 10 years. We've been mostly online for the past 4 years during the pandemic. And so now as we are able to come back into community a little bit more, we're looking forward to being able to serve more people and engage more folks with disabilities in the community who would like to have the opportunity to create community by creating art.
And you, your name will be familiar for probably a lot of reasons. You work at the hospital, and also you are co-host of Townies here on KYMN, along with Andrew, your son Andrew.
Yep, yeah, that's right. And thank you very much for giving us a home for Townies. Townies is an interview series where we talk to people of Northfield doing interesting stuff. And it's a project that started during pandemic. We wanted an opportunity to connect with people through without having to be in person, and then share some interesting stories with folks in the community. So what we do is talk with different Northfielders about different topics. We do our interviews on a podcast platform called Riverside. And it's a very long conversation. If anybody's ever had a conversation with Andrew Rosso, you know that it can be a long and wandering conversation. So that's sort of the first benefit of that, is the conversation for the interview. And then we go through and edit it down to roughly 15 minutes. Jeff Johnson is very generous to let us go over 15 minutes when we do. And then we give that to KYMN, and you air that for us first Thursday of every month. And so it's been great, and we've talked with a really cool variety of people. We talked with Will Daniels, who did a NASA experiment where he lived in a NASA space pod for 45 days. We talked with...
And that was just fascinating.
Yeah, really cool. And our first interview for Townies was actually Rich Larson. Mm-hmm. And we talked with him about pastimes. So we talked about baseball, which is one of his favorite things, and then also the pastimes that Rich and Andrew shared as the co-hosts of Remember Radio, which was one of our first projects through Art Makers and the first program that aired on KYMN.
Yeah, we've had it's kind of a long history now, and we certainly appreciate the programming boost.
Well, and we completely appreciate the support that you've provided for us over the years.
Let's talk about what you have coming up. You had mentioned maybe expanding some things a bit, and to help with that, you've got a concert.
We do. Yeah. Yep. So we're going to do a concert on May 30th at Imminent Brewing. The concert is called Out and About, and it's called that because it's as we get back out into the community, and we want to tell people about the organization. So the concert is a collaboration of 7 or 8 musicians who will be playing in different combinations. And there'll be local favorite musicians, including Helen Forsyth and Rafi Dworsky, to an Arizona singer that we've been working with via Zoom. He's flying in for the concert. We've been working with him for a while on Zoom. So it's going to be a really fun, it's an upbeat, fun lineup of lots of different eclectic music and musicians.
All right. Tell us, it's next Thursday, did you say, the date and time?
Yep, it's Thursday, May 30th, so a week from tomorrow, at 7 o'clock. At Imminent Brewing. Imminent is such a great space for all ages of folks to come and gather, so all ages are welcome. The concert is free, and we are requesting donations from folks who come because it's a benefit concert, and the goal is to be able to serve more people and by raising awareness and then also hopefully some funding for programming.
Let's talk about the people that you would like to reach and how you go about doing that. You know, it's kind of specialized, somewhat specialized. So you have you do have an audience out there, and there are people to take your services. How do you reach them?
Yeah, great question. One of the ways that we do it is to have an event like this in order to let folks know about the programming, then so they can see it happening in person too. We had a lovely when we first established our 501c3 in December of 2019. We had a really big, wonderful celebration at Imminent also, and so we had a lot of momentum, and we're really spreading the word about the kinds of programming that we were envisioning that is different than some of the disability services that are more widely available. And then the pandemic happened. We had a lot of momentum coming out of 2019, and then
you had about 3 months of good feelings, and then all of a
sudden,
boom.
Yeah, right.
That had a huge effect.
It did, yeah. So the pandemic really significantly affected us. And the biggest reason for that is folks who have disabilities, some folks who have disabilities, have higher health risks, including Andrew. And so we shifted online for pretty much everything that we were doing. But we were able to keep up with music and drama and writing. We launched Remember Radio. That launched during pandemic, and so we really stayed very active, and we did it predominantly online. And it was really interesting, Jeff, because Zoom became kind of a lifeline for the program. And one of the surprises for us was that it limited our contact with in person with people locally, but it opened up a lot of other opportunities. So using Zoom, we were able to work with and still work with artists across the world. So we're working with friends in Norway, and we participated in a music festival in Chile, and work with musicians and artists from Colorado and Arizona. It's given us not only more opportunity, but a really interesting new perspective on engaging people with disabilities who might have health risks or limited mobility or lack of transportation, or might simply have a personal preference to stay in a space that's most comfortable for them.
Yeah, I will say my own experience was I got introduced or drawn into Art Makers, I think in 2016, when this play was put on, we're going to sing the song from Hansel and Gretel. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Jim Russell wrote the music and the play, and he wrote the song. But he ran 3 or 4 nights in a row, or 2 weekends, I don't know, but the place was always packed with kids in front and their parents in the back, and it just brought the house down. I was just so impressed that I wanted to know more about it, and then I got drawn in, and now I'm the chair.
Yeah.
But there you go. Those kinds of things happen. But I am looking forward to this getting out again so we can bring all those people in to see what people with disabilities working with people who don't have sort of stated disabilities can do together in the community.
It's really cool. You know, just tying all the different people in different areas of life together. And I know people with disabilities aren't always able to do that, get out and about, as you had mentioned. You named the show after, and I was going to comment also that Zoom was a big winner of the pandemic. Nobody had heard of it before that, but the ability to not only communicate with other people but other cultures,
yes,
and know that there are people around the world that are facing a lot of the same challenges that we are here, and just experiencing the cultural exchange. What a neat thing. That's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a different way to be able to build community, and you build it in a different sort of an environment. And so to be able to now have a mix of in-person collaborations and also some online work too, I think that feels like best of both worlds for people. Rafi was talking about the Hansel and Gretel performance. That was one of, I think we did 9 shows when we had a studio, 9 different productions when we had a studio at Hotspot. Martha Larson has been a huge supporter and really helpful in giving Art Makers a home base to be able to build community there. And so that's been a really valuable piece of partnership and being in person and being able to, we know how we can sort of bring people to the table together. Whatever it is that you enjoy, are capable of, want to do, that's where the project starts. So we bring together the group that wants to participate, and then whomever is at the table in whatever way they would like to and can participate, the project comes from there. And the performance itself is a bonus, frankly. Mm-hmm. It's about bringing folks together, having meaningful interactions, having a way to spend your day with others, doing a thing that you enjoy, and being part of that community.
Yeah. All right. And now Raffi brought his guitar and is going to sing a song for us. You mentioned a little bit about what that song is before. Any other setup needed?
Well, it's from the play Hansel and Gretel. And this song is about when they're lost in the woods and they're trying to find their way home. And there's a whole theme through the whole play about difficulty with parents, difficulty just managing through life. And Jim wrote the song to fit the play, and it really does. I love the song the first time I heard it, which is why I think I'm here today, because they wanted me to come sing it. So,
can I just say a quick something? I always have one more thing to say,
sure,
but before Raffi plays. Original music is a really big part of Art Makers projects, and we've got a project coming up this summer that will be based on music. It's a musical based on Alice in Wonderland. So we're going to be putting together a summer program of workshops and then a fall stage production. The performances will be at the Arts Guild Theater. So the workshops and the performance are all based on Alice in Wonderland. We're going to take it and as a platform and then work on disabilities advocacy as the theme of the production. And that's going to have original music too. And we'll be debuting the song from Alice at the concert on May 30th. So just a little tease for folks, a little something to look forward to at the concert next week.
Yeah.
But Raffi's going to, the song that Raffi is going to play for us is one of my favorites, too.
All right, let's have it.
Okay. Now we're lost in the woods and scared as can be. But me, I've got you, and you've got me. And though we don't know how or what we should do, together we'll find our way home. Poor Papa and Mama do nothing but fight, and we never seem to do anything right. If we follow our path through the moonlit night, together we'll find our way home. We'll find our way back home, you and me. We'll find our way back home. If we follow our hearts back to where we belong, together we'll find our way home. When you're scared and afraid, and you feel all alone, have faith that together we'll find our way home. To believe in each other wherever we roam, we'll bring one another back home. But the night is too dark, and the woods are so deep, and I can't see the path, and we can't fall asleep. If you hold me real close, and I hold you real tight, we'll dream of our way back home. We'll find our way back home, you and me. We'll find our way back home. If we follow our hearts back to where we belong, together we'll find our way home. Together we'll find our way home.
Great job. Wonderful, Raffi. That's Raffi Dworsky. And the name of the song was...
We'll Find Our Way Back Home.
And it was written by Jim Rosso.
Yes.
Jim, great job. Wonderful, beautiful song.
I
can see why you picked that up.
Yeah, I loved it, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. What else do we need to know about Art Makers or the event that you have coming up?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for asking. We are delighted to be able to be back in person, and we're hoping a lot of friends and supporters will join us next Thursday, May 30th at Imminent at 7 for the concert. But really, longer term, we're really eager to connect with adults with disabilities and their families in the community, folks who would like to spend their days engaged in making and enjoying art with others. One of the thing about disability services is that arts for people with disabilities is usually considered enrichment with an hour or two a week, and we want to go beyond that. We love the idea of engagement that gives people rich and meaningful interactions that go beyond what's currently out there. So we're really looking forward to making friends and reaching adults who with disabilities who would like to do this kind of activity.
Yeah, and I think it's just a wonderful thing. You know, we got people within the community rising up to take care of themselves. It's a grassroots organization, at least started off that way. You've done a wonderful job of building that. And Northfield has a, as you mentioned, a number of different organizations and people that are involved. You know, Northfield kind of rallies to come around, get around things like this. And, Laura and Derek at Eminent do a great job of just building community, Hotspot, a few of the others. You know, it's a good thing. That's why we live here.
Yeah, it's a good thing, and it's really supportive, and it's really important to me as a parent to have strong community for my kid who's going to spend the rest of his life in this community and to be surrounded by people who are interested in being part of his life and have him be part of their lives. And so we want that for all of the folks who live in our community who have physical disabilities, developmental disabilities. You're part of our community, and we embrace you.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Much appreciated. You have a great organization. We'll see you on May 30th.
Yes,
a week from tomorrow.
Yep, Thursday night, 7 p.m.
All right. Once again, from the organization Art Makers, that's Betsy Spethman and Rafi Dworsky. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080.